this week, the world says goodbye to Judith Magyar Isaacson, the Maine-based author and teacher. Her memoir, Seat of Sarah, detailed her journey from childhood to her childhood in Central Europe to the realities of life under Nazi rule and ultimately to Auschwitz. But Isaacson's story didn't end there. The woman who would become an important figure in Maine education passed away at the age of 90 this week. She was surrounded by children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and her husband of 70 years. Jennifer Mitchell has more.
To a generation of scholars at Bates College in Lewiston, Judith Magyar Isaacson was a popular math teacher and educator and the school's first dean of students back in the 1970s. 40 years before that, in Hungary, she was the smartest kid in the room and the class valedictorian. To her friends, she was Jutka.
This was a true lady. Gracious. She was beautiful, inside and out.
That's Sharon Nichols speaking from her home in Florida. Nichols first met Judith Magyar Isaacson in 1989 when Nichols was director of the Holocaust and Human Rights Center of Maine.
She was working on her book at that time. And we just traveled a lot together. She was very candid when she spoke about her experiences. And she didn't have a lot of bitterness, which I always found amazing.
I was born in Kaposvár, Hungary. That's a southwest of Hungary, a very assimilated area, in July 3, 1925.
That's Isaacson telling her life story on tape in 1993. It's now part of the archives at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. Born Judith Magyar to a middle-class family of Hungarian patriots, young Judith was a star pupil who dreamed of going to college. Her parents kept up with the world news via the BBC radio reports, and her childhood was an active, happy one. But she got her first taste of racism in the late 1930s when she was chosen to perform at a school recital.
And during my recital, there was a little girl of 13, there were hisses and nasty coughs against me. Mm. And that was the first moment that I had to use some courage. I went on anyway and finished the recital.
And it wouldn't be the last call for courage. Instead of heading to university, Judith, at the age of 19, along with her mother and her aunt, were transported to Auschwitz, where they were stripped of their clothes, their heads were shaved, and they were sorted like livestock. Isaacson says when she saw her mother was being sent to another part of the camp, she defied a guard and went after her.
So I just ran after her naked, and I expected him to shoot me in the back. And I just still feel, you know, remember that feeling to expect that bullet to come. And he didn't.
All three women survived for nearly a month in indescribable conditions until liberation. One of Judith Magyar's liberators was a soldier from Lewiston, Maine, Irving Isaacson. In what Nichols describes as a fairy tale romance, Judith and Irving were married days later. The couple returned to Maine, where Nichols says Judith, now Isaacson, got busy with the rest of her life.
She still had her dreams. And she pursued them.
Judith Isaacson went and got that university education that the Nazis had interrupted. Armed with an undergraduate degree in math from Bates College, then a master's in 1969 from Bowdoin, Isaacson taught mathematics at both high school and college level. Then, in 1975, she was invited to apply for an important position at Bates.
She once told me that when she was interviewed to be the dean of students, the interviewer said to her, well, did you ever live in a dorm? And she said, only Auschwitz.
And she got the job. Judith Magyar Isaacson went on to hold a number of posts on numerous nonprofit and education boards, received honorary doctorates from several universities, and of course published her best-selling memoir, Seat of Sarah, in 1991. Next month, she and Irving would have celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary. For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.